This is Mary Alice, and you're listening to Global Heart to Heart Radio. Today, I'll be joined by Michael Donovan, who is a managing partner for Michael Donovan Consulting, doing independent consults for wineries and culinary clients who are seeking successful business strategies. Michael brings his experience as a longtime manager director in the wine industry for Irvine and Robert's Family Vineyards and Roxanne Winery, where he was also director of national sales and marketing. Michael is joining me today as the managing member of the Ashland Culinary Alliance, and we will be speaking about Ashland on a Plate, an exciting project featuring everything local, from where to stay, where to eat, to the finest wineries in Ashland. So whether you're a local or a visitor, this website is so full of information, you'll certainly want to bookmark it for a handy, comprehensive reference. Check it out, ashlandonaplate.com. Now please join me as we find out some very interesting information from Michael Donovan.
So Ashland on a Plate is really began as a way to kind of rebrand Ashland and the Rogue Valley as a culinary and wine destination, as opposed to just being a theater destination and a musical destination for Brit, et cetera. Of course, with the onslaught of COVID-19, many of the restaurants are in fact in financial jeopardy. And that will remain, I'm afraid. But I think much of it just depends on, we're fairly optimistic, being that I don't really see living life any other way, but to try and be positive. Our push, and when I say our, it's really Paul West has a media, he's an internet marketer par excellence. He is really the driving force and the passion behind this project because he's such a foodie. He traveled to New Zealand for 2 years in a row, several years ago, and attended an event called Wellington on a Plate. And Wellington's a city of about 300,000 people, so it's a pretty big city. And if you've ever been to New Zealand, you know that the culture is amazing. I mean, it's very much a collaborative culture. Sure, there's competition, but unbelievable collaboration. And we thought maybe this model is the right model. To my knowledge, there's no event like it in the United States. And much of it is built upon, instead of having a centralized event where we bring hundreds of people into a ballroom in a hotel or something like that, where or for a weekend, you end up with hundreds of people closely associated. But the trouble is, even before the virus, we realized that the restaurants and the wine shops and the retailers weren't really benefiting much from these directly. Right. In other words, you go and give wine samples away and you give little food samples and you're done. Right. And for those of us who've been in either the restaurant or the wine industry, the thought was, well, I'm not sure this the ROI is really there for us, the return on investment of your time and your product. Whereas if we can create a series of mini events that would actually focus on directing people back to the restaurant itself, to the wine shop, to the winery, to, you know, even some of the local agricultural folks when they go to their market. And so it's really it's a marketing platform. First of all, that's what Ashland on a Plate is. Paul West has created just a magnificent website, ashlandonaplate.com.
I'm telling you, my mouth drools. I'm looking at the pictures. I'm reading the articles.
And he has a great aesthetic for food. And so our mission really was to create this platform. And so we did that, and it's been privately funded. Everyone has donated. I have to say that I've been overwhelmed by that, the generosity of people. We talk about the landlords downtown. We had one local landlord who walked up to me. He has five different restaurants that are, you know, at risk and going through a lot of things right now. He handed me a check for $1,000 for each one of them and said, do this because this is the best plan that we think we can see. And others have stepped forward. There is a pay-to-play element to it of $350 if people have a restaurant and they want to be on this site. It's a beautiful calendar site, so you can actually put your events up there. We licensed a piece of software and then built everything on top of it so that not only would you see it and you could reserve tickets to it, But you could pay for it through the site. And 100% of all the money goes to the restaurant or venue. We also encourage a lot of private people that are catering chefs that don't necessarily have a brick and mortar restaurant, people who just love doing events to create special experiences and educational experiences. So, for instance, the Ashland Food Co-op is involved as a supporting partner. They're looking at utilizing some of their cooking classes as a rule anyway. So they're involved and we'll be offering some real, I think, elevated experiences where people get that kind of one-of-a-kind experience, whether it's learning, actually seeing butchering by some of the best people or seeing how to make certain products, how to process certain products. There's going to be a lot of interest. It's this is a challenging thing to do. Anytime, but during a time of crisis when most people are just worried about how they're going to, you know, like I can only seat 30% of what I normally seat. It is going to be a challenge, but we've created this now, so it's set up. It'll be there. We actually are in the process of turning it into a 501c6, a nonprofit that actually is going to be governed by a board of chefs and restaurant owners and wineries. And as much as I've enjoyed setting this up, it really is to be turned over to them. Mm-hmm. And because both Paul and myself have donated all of our time and money to create it. To us, it's one solution to try to take Ashland to this different level, but from a marketing standpoint, but also just to give the real chefs, the wineries, a chance to do their own messaging. In other words, all that content that they put out, sometimes if it's filtered through a third party, whether it's a tourism promotion agency, whatever it is, it's never the same as when it's coming from them. What's unique about the software platform is each restaurant who wants to participate is actually given, I should call it like their own silo. So they manage all of the content, all of the photographs, all of the hyperlinks back to their site. It's a fairly sophisticated site.
And it's very well done.
Yeah, well, that's all, Paul.
And there's so much information on it. I say on there in the intro, if anyone familiar or not familiar with Ashland, that this is the site to use. It's the go-to for everything. Bookmark it, make it your favorite spot, whatever. Yeah. You come into Ashland or you live in Ashland and boom, all the information that you want or need is right there on that website.
We want to keep the focus on culinary and wine. Ashland has numerous resources to advertise other things.
Yes.
The lodging properties were, I should give them credit because at the beginning, there's a group in Ashland called Stay Ashland. And basically, it's the Ashland Bed and Breakfast Network.
Yes.
So that used to be a very big force in lodging in Ashland. There were like at one time over 70 bed and breakfasts in Ashland. Mm-hmm. We had the largest per capita number of bed and breakfasts anywhere in the United States. Today, of course, the digital economy has basically changed that format. So with Airbnb and other things, we probably have 300 types of those lodgings now.
Oh my
so
gosh.
The number of B&Bs has dropped to probably about 12 that are actually still operating independently. So it's whether or not they'll, you know, like many other things we worry about with restaurants and things, they're also at risk in this turndown. So, but they were early supporters of the idea. They actually supported us coming out of the gate, and I want to give them credit for that. We partnered with a number of major organizations in the Valley, including the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Newman Hotel Group, the Travel Ashland, the Ashland Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. and then outside of our region, Travel Southern Oregon, the Oregon Wine Board. They're all on board in terms of letting us use their email database to send out announcements of being open, and that will take place this week. That's actually almost 500,000 emails. We're of course not, we don't have anybody's email list. We're just asking them to promote a dedicated email from us. And everyone's been so generous in that regard. And it's because they realize that one of the things that makes Ashland unique, or any city anywhere in the world, when you ask them like, well, why did you think that was such a great place? Why was that such a great food town? And they'll almost always come back with the comment that because it has so many small charming restaurants, and it's independent restaurants. It's small mom and pop. It's small family restaurants. And that's exactly what Ashland is.
Yes.
It's full of that. Having owned one of those for 30 years, I think they're a treasure. They're something that brings a lot of character to town. They've actually helped, I think, in terms of people, visitors to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival feel like this is a fantastic place to come spend 2 or 3 days and hike in this amazing park or the wilderness that surrounds us, and yet be back at noon or back for dinner and enjoy just a fantastic dining experience. Mm-hmm. 35, 40 years ago, I had to say how old I really am. But, you know, there was one fish truck that went through town a week. Oregon had a long ways to go because mm-hmm. we needed the farmers. We needed the foragers. We needed people to take an interest in it. That's now happened. We have a whole young generation of people that are out there. And so we've incorporated a lot of them into this program. One thing about our site is that while we do charge a pay-to-play fee of about $350, we encourage all restaurants, all wineries throughout the Rogue Valley to post their events on our site for free. We don't
That's
charge
excellent.
Them anything. If they want us to go get into the business of promoting them,
that's another story.
And to handle all their ticket sales and funnel the money through them, then it's a one-time fee of $350 and not bad
in not terms bad of at all.
The direction will go out. We have a very strong media strategy. We have there's a database bank that some people know about if they're in the business called Cision. It's a database bank of every food, wine, travel writer in the business around the world. We've actually purchased that for this year. And quite expensive, but we were able to do that because enough people are supporting us. So we're able to have that now. And so we're beginning this next week to again send out promotional material to wine writers, travel writers, food writers, that Ashland is a small town. You can come, you can feel safe here. Mm-hmm. We believe that in the irony of this all happening is that our site is perfectly scaled to whatever the COVID compliance requirements are. Mm-hmm. So I would say on average, the most of the events that we're going to be promoting are between 12 and 18 people. So they actually fall below
Perfect.
Where we are in phase two. Right. And if we had to scale it down, we could do that. But they're, again, they're high profile, very, very high value, one of a kind experiences. People always ask me, well, what does that mean? And in some cases, it's where we bring chefs like to call them collabs, mm-hmm. but they're collaborations with other chefs out of Portland, out of Eugene, out of Grants Pass, Jacksonville, Medford, to come here and create a multi-course menu, basically working through the collaborations, not only with the other chefs, but with wineries as well. So we're encouraging wineries in the Willamette Valley, in Walla Walla, the Gorge, to also participate with mm-hmm. us. We want them to come here because this isn't just a COVID-19
right.
Marketing platform. Right. It's now here for forever. As long as a group of chefs and wineries want to use it, it's going to be there for them.
I think it's a great time to have started it. Now, while things are slower and you'll get into a groove, and then when everything opens back up again, boom, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, that's what we called it. We said, let's take it for a test drive.
Well, that was a fascinating conversation with Michael Donovan. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. I could have sat there and talked to him for the entire afternoon. So anyone familiar or not familiar with Ashland, if you want to know more about Ashland's emerging culinary scene, then check out ashlandonaplate.com. Thank you for listening to Global Heart to Heart Radio. This is Mary Alice with love from my heart to yours.